Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 122, Patrick here. CJ Evolution, that stands for Criminal Justice Evolution. This is a podcast designed for the criminal justice professional like you, hosted by me. Another criminal justice professional. Thank you for being here. I cannot believe we are at 122 episodes, and that's made possible by you, the listener. Thank you for downloading, sharing it with family and friends. A special thanks to all the first responders out there, brave men and women, protecting us day in, day out, and everybody else in the criminal justice field. Thank you for tuning in, and even those out there who are not in the criminal justice field, and you're just interested, and you're tuning in. I sure do appreciate it. We talk so much in this show about putting good in you, whether it's reading motivational books or leadership books or inspirational books or magazines. One of my favorite magazines out there is Success Magazine. If you haven't read this magazine before, I would encourage everybody to pick it up. It's not anything related to law enforcement, but everything in it can relate to law enforcement. It could tie back into what we do day in and day out. Talks about business, personal development, well-being, and much, much more. It has great people in there, great quotes in there by the great Jim Rohn, John Maxwell, Tim Ferriss, you name it. They're in the magazine. So I wanted to talk about a good article I recently read that can tie, again, right back into the criminal justice field. And these are 10 qualities of masterful leaders. So number one, stay true to your vision. An outstanding leader balances two opposing skills, external sensing and internal conviction. Be sharply sensitive to external cues from customers, employees, and competitors, but concurrently have the internal conviction to push a visionary agenda, even when it's unpopular. The trick is to steadfastly navigate between the two modes. This is from Irene Chang Britt, former president of Pepperidge Farm and board of director of Dunkin' Brands, Dunkin' Donuts, and Baskin Robbins. Number two, communicate clearly and often. So many times in organizations, the reason why organizations have problems or issues, it can all tie back into communication or lack thereof. So communicate early or clearly and often. Great leaders aren't in the weeds making day-to-day decisions. Rather, they communicate the organization's mission and big ideas to their teams and clear roadblocks so their teams can execute. Keeping everyone moving in the same direction is more critical than ever. Thanks to technologies such as Salesforce, Google Analytics, and Slack, information hits the front lines of the organization first. Remember, repetition supports great communication. Keep relaying your big ideas and your mission because not everyone will hear it initially. So you have to keep saying it. This is something bright leaders struggle with. They feel their team only needs to hear something once to understand that it's wrong. They need to keep hearing it. It's not the case. It isn't people that don't get it. They're just busy. That's Spencer Razkoff, CEO of Zillow. Number three, make yourself and those around you better. I've always cultivated a personal and professional development environment. Our leaders conduct daily motivational trainings to improve their skills. Once a month, I do an all-hands meeting that includes personal development. We regularly send all team members specific YouTube trainings with articles from Entrepreneur, Success, and Lifehacker. We send our teams to conferences, and annually we complete an extensive goal-setting workshop. When someone works on themselves, they transform their personal lives and bring massive value to others. When they get better, everything around them improves. I've made it my mission to support, encourage, and create opportunities for my team to achieve what they want. That is Tom Ferry, founder and CEO of Tom Ferry International. This was ranked number one real estate coach by the Swanepoel Power 200 and New York Times bestselling author of Life. Number four, a very important one, practice humility. You're going to screw up, and your team will know it when it happens. Own it. Let me say it again. Own it. And give away credit when it goes right. This lays the foundation for truth-telling and humility throughout your team instead of scapegoating and blaming. You set the pace. Your team wants to follow someone human, someone they believe in, and someone who believes in them. Humility has charisma. Arrogance can be repulsive. Be boldly humble. That is Mike Zeller, founder of Elevate United. Number five, another very important one, check your ego at the door. Everybody has an ego, but most people manage theirs poorly. From Greek mythology to the Bible, humans have been warned of their biggest enemies, pride and ego. A virtuous mantra is to remind yourself of your goal, that it isn't about you. As President Reagan said, there's no limit to the amount of good you can do if you don't care who gets the credit. Keep your ego in check. Keeping your ego in check will pay dividends, and the impact can be profound. Recruiting a talented and experienced team is a good example. A willingness to hire people better than you makes for a great leader. That's from Joe Cactley, co-founder and president of Poker Central. The problem with this is a lot of leaders can't do that. They can't check their ego out the door because they feel threatened by people who are better than they are. Number six, supplement your shortcomings. Good leaders employ great people. Take me, for example. I'm dyslexic. My spelling is shocking. I have ADHD and can't read very well nor use computers. Not the qualities of a great CEO. How am I running five companies that perform very well? I attract, recruit, nurture, and care for the people I hire to run my companies. I used to think that our clients were the most important element of success. I now know that this distinction belongs to my staff. The more I appreciate them, the more my company's profits grow. And that is from John Hanna, author of The Way of the Wealthy and CEO of the Fairchild Group. Very important. Number seven, keep your people passionate. Last year, our team worked with a local nonprofit organization to provide sustainable footwear to children in South Africa. The contagious level of passion and purpose this project created in my team transformed our thinking. It created a heightened purpose for our work and individual contributions in the world. Passion is a hallmark quality of a masterful leader. It is essential for leaders to focus on activating the hearts of their people. Too often I see companies, employees merely showing up and perform the task at hand. A leader's responsibility is to empower their people to find passion and purpose in their work and lives. In business, our people are our edge. When you can tap into the hearts and minds of your people, this is where the magic happens. That is Allison Dunn, president and CEO of Deliberate Directions, an award-winning executive business coach. Number eight, always learn and ditch stubbornness. Persistence, constant communication, and self-improvement are the things I nurture, both in myself and in others. It's a learning curve. I'll never finish learning or perfecting. No other qualities emulate the impact of constant growth, learning, and facing your fears. Stubbornness can serve a leader for only so long. Communication and nurturing last a whole lot longer. That is Jay Georgie, founder of NADVIA, an operations and management profits retention coach. Number nine, harness your team members' strength. I care about each of my team members, and they know it. I ensure everyone knows our overall goal through simple, concise communication. I observe individual abilities and efficiently coordinate my team through knowing everyone's strengths and weaknesses. I don't place people in positions to fail. I put them in positions to succeed and achieve more than they thought possible. Success breeds success. As each team member develops confidence in their abilities, they add to the team's overall success. Great leaders observe this and work to maximize the team's collective strength. That is Jim Mathers, CEO of American Energy Advisory, Incorporated. Last but not least, number 10, get everyone on the same page. As a sales professional who works with C-suite executives for a living, I've learned that a big role I play is helping corporate leaders explain both the mission and the why to the profit and loss managers overseeing execution. Many C-suites have an incomplete picture and limited situational awareness. Creating awareness up the chain of command overcomes the all-too-common culture of reactive anti-change management and enables you to focus on executing the mission. That is from Craig Lack, CEO of Energy and creator of Performance-Based Health Plans. Again, those are 10 qualities of masterful leaders. In the book Extreme Ownership, if you haven't read this book, this is another great read that I would encourage everybody to go out and pick up. Retired Navy SEALs Jacko Willink and Leif Babin explain that there are no bad teams, only bad leaders. Very profound saying, I think, and it really does apply to a lot of organizations. So with that, folks, I hope this was valuable. I hope everybody's doing fine. This is going to be linked up in the show notes, and I hope you check it out. We're going to have a lot of great guests coming up in the near future, folks, so stay tuned. And with that, have a great rest of your day and stay safe. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.